Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
God, we thought it would be wise early to get out ahead of the traffic.
I'm a big, by the way, I am a big evacuator. I'm all for evacuation.
Well, that has to do with your
all
diet.
All forms. All forms.
All forms of evacuation. Oh, this is a funny show. Let me see. Who had 18 minutes? 18 minutes if you're looking for your first real
and
fight.
And that would be.
I'm a big evacuator. And when I said it, I didn't mean it to be funny.
Like, that would be a great show on the Weather Channel. Jim Cantore's.
The big evacuator.
Jim Cantore's evacuation.
I got to tell you this, Angie. I want you to help because this is going to be, we've been late all morning. We were covering Jimmy Cerito's, shooting story.
Oh, yeah. He just texted me.
I know.
Yeah, Jimmy Cerito. I said, Mayor Jimmy coming through. Oh, yeah. He's sending me contacts.
Yeah, I know.
He's your key.
That's the way he
rolls. I got the paramedic. I got two off-duty DC officers, the one that
that's
caught
right.
the suspect.
Yes.
Yeah. He also sent her the number for the Budweiser distributor.
Yeah, exactly.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. How was your Labor Day weekend? Hopefully everybody had a nice little holiday weekend. In most of the country, down here in South Florida, we've been dealing with this little lady you might be familiar with. Little lady by the name of Dorian. Yeah, Dorian. Dorian the Hurricane. Dorian the Hurricane. Before I start doing my normal ranting and raving, I have to tell you, for anybody who's ever been to the Bahamas, down there, what they're enduring is, the results aren't in yet as far as what, but you're going to see something that you've probably never seen before. And I feel so for those people there and, put your mind on them today. The collective, Mike O'Mara Show, nation out there. Sometimes when we put our thoughts together that, those people will all be okay. And I'm not talking about property. Property's probably, that ship has already sailed. Just whether there are fewer fatalities when you're dealing with this amazing amount of water. The Bahamas, I don't know if you've ever been there, is flat. There's nothing there to protect it. And they have had a Cat 5, a Cat 4, a Cat 3 literally sitting over that little spit of land for 24 hours. And I feel so bad for those people. It's such bad luck. These things, when you live in the hurricane areas, you're basically talking about luck. It doesn't matter how many a season you get. It doesn't matter. All it takes is one. This one has passed our area. It's hopefully going to pass our area. Mm. But we're not, we're not out of the woods for the rest of the season. Over 60% of the hurricane season still is to come. So
may I ask you a question? Because I know you are the hurricane guy that follows all this stuff more than anyone else on the show.
You're the hurricane guy.
Is it common for it to just stay so still for so long, or is that an odd occurrence?
I don't think I'm not sure, but I mean, I know with the hurricane in Houston that stayed off the coast and drenched Houston. That's
right.
Why they got the floods. A lot of stuff seems to be happening that hasn't happened before. I thought of hurricanes as fast moving. Just amazing to watch this thing for 24 hours, and I'm watching it constantly because it's just off the coast of Florida, and you're waiting for that to, okay, I believe you, Mr. Meteorologist, it's going to move north, it's going to move north, it's going to move north. But everybody on the East Coast is watching this. Everybody in the whole state is still watching this, and everybody up in the Georgia area and the Carolinas, where we have a lot of people that listen to this. And I just want to again say thank you to the guy down here, the greatest meteorologist. I've lived in a lot of different areas, and this guy is the gold standard. His name is Jim Farrell, and he is he gives the information that people of this state and people of this area want. And let me tell you what that is, because it's real, real simple, okay? This is what we want. We want to know where it's going first. We want to know how intense it's going to be, and we want to know when it's going to get there. Those are the big three. He dwells on that constantly. Not like these complete a-holes, these excited talking heads that have, I guess their prime directive is to create chaos.
Sure.
Because that's what they seem to want to do. I am not, by ranting on these people, diminishing in any way the need for people who are in evacuation zones to get out of there. But I am so sick of, you need to heed the warning. Here's what could happen. This is what could happen. This is what, death, doom, gloom, destruction. Look, if you're in the path of this thing, you know you need to get out of there, and you know if you don't choose to. You know that already. What people in the state of Florida and in Georgia and in the Carolinas care about is when and where is the thing going to go, and do the best job you can dwelling on that. And by the way, if you do it every single time we get an update, I'm fine with that. I'm perfectly cool with that. It's not repetitive. What is repetitive is the excitement level of some of these squeaky second-tier Weather Channel broadcasters that get on there and just bloviate for hours at a time. And you can go 10, 15 minutes turning on a channel when, by the way, you're not getting your local news or CNN is covering something else. So it's really all I have with my little cable set. So I'm popping it on to see. And you just can't get the information. And that's what that's been their business model with storm stories and tales of tornadoes and Jim Cantore's scrotal bag and whatever other show they want to put on television. That's what
that
they
was
get
a
all
miniseries, to be fair. That was a miniseries.
Oh my God. And it just goes on. And they have hired some screeching ladies that have if you ever on your best day were inclined to celebrate, say, your significant other with marital relations or connubial visits, you would hear these voices and it would be sucked out of you. You would not be able to fulfill any obligations when you hear these whining screeches, and they all end the same way. They all end with a little self-satisfied, little smirky smile. Because I'm done terrifying you, back to you, and it's ridiculous. The Weather Channel sucks. It has always sucked. It always will suck, and I'm telling them, stop sucking. What people in a hurricane area want to hear, where, how strong, and when, all the time. Every time you open your little pippy mouth, you want to just please tell us what you think it's going to do. Now, I know that's difficult to do when you're trying to make good television, when the order of the day is to scare and to frighten and to scare and to frighten. Now, look, on the regular news stations, I'm fine with you talking about what's happened and the death and destruction and all. I mean, I know you're giving people for the rest of the entire country. But when we're watching a news channel like the Weather Channel, all we're trying to do is get information. We want to go, has it moved yet? Is it going to move?
Right.
Is it going to move? And even if it's stationary, I want to know. Jim Farrell, my weather god down here, the best ever, the best there's ever been, the most controlled, information-only guy, takes a little graphic and draws a line through the middle of the hurricane eye. Then he blows it up, and then he says, now this could be a wobble, or it could be the move north. I'm not sure, and I can't confirm it yet. That's what we want to see. Because you can tell people 300 times that it's going to go north. But if you're over here in Southwest Florida and you're going, is it really? Is it really?
Right.
Is it really? That's me. That's like everybody else here. Adam Sternberg, our good friend on the East Coast of Florida, he's doing the same thing. Okay, it's going to go north, right? It's going to go north, right? It's going to go north. The people of Daytona, is it going to go north quicker, sooner? Could that happen? That's what they care about.
Sure.
They don't care about any. They care about nothing else. They don't care about. Now, what you want to do, you want to make sure that you've got plenty of boards on your window. I don't know. They don't need that. They've probably already done that. Come on, Weather Channel. I don't need to know how potentially devastating it's going to be. They feel as though I don't know whether that's for show or if they're thinking they're motivating people to evacuate. Look, if you're in a mandatory evacuation zone, you get out. If you don't get out, you could die. That's the reality of the world right there.
Let me ask you this, Mike. The Weather Channel is a 24-hour-a-day network that is based on filler.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, when
absolutely
do you need it? It's based on filler.
That's so based on filling time like nobody fills
so
time.
So when they are handed a news story like this where they could conceivably do some good, they absolutely drop the ball.
They got meteorologists coming out the wazoo.
Right.
And the amount of time they talk about intensity and track compared to the people that are out in the field that are saying what this could do, and with their hand gestures and all of their voices are up at this level. They're all at this level. We're seeing this right now. Now, the storms are coming. And by the way, she's in Charleston. Charleston doesn't have the Charleston's breezy right now. And by the way, up the whole coast, and they do their little graphic with all their little fat heads on the graphic that they have going down the coast of Florida and up into Georgia. You know what they're doing? They're just waiting. They're waiting,
sure,
like everybody else. Mm. So they and by the way, if it does happen to veer off to the north a little bit more, northeast a little bit more, which I for everybody along the eastern seaboard, I pray that's the case. That would be wonderful if it's the case. It is the most maddening storm I've ever seen, not affecting me, and I. And by the way, I don't get happy on that. And I'll tell you why I don't get happy, because there are three more, churning out there.
Sure. Always
lurking.
Tis the season waiting right now. I pray that, something like that doesn't come near me or anybody else for that matter. But you see these people that it's just so frustrating to see broadcasters with a level of unbridled excitement that they cannot, whether they're happy to be showing off for everybody on the Magic Box, whether they think this is going to further their career. I don't know what it is, but the excitement. Why can't you be like a man known as Mr. Jim Farrell?
Yeah.
Who said, all right, we're going to do this. That's the way he talks. There's his level. Every single time, I'm going to watch you right now. I'm going to show you where it is. It's right here. I'm going to draw a line right between the eye. Now, this could be a wobble or it couldn't, but we're going to keep an eye on it. It should move, and it should move. It could move later on today. The sooner we'd like to see. There's the tone. There's the tone. Now, click over to the Weather Channel. Let's go to Pippi Vagine Hyper in Savannah. Well, we're out here. Now, what could happen? The 15-foot storm surge would be all over the thing. Just practically screaming at me. And I was so pissed at them all weekend long, because really there were moments where, what a news junkie I am, and I just can't get enough of
this
information.
What's Cantori doing?
Cantori's somewhere. They got him parked somewhere on the beach, By the way, what they always say about Cantori, he comes to your town, and he is their only legitimate star, right?
Right.
He's their only, the rest of
and
them.
And even then, that's
yes,
shaky.
Even then, it's borderline. Oh, my God. Just killing me. Just killing
who's
me
the,
watching them all weekend.
Who's the other guy? Who's the Jim Fowler of Wink News? Because I actually tuned in
that's,
online.
That's Matt Devitt. That's
yeah,
Matt Devitt.
They had him on the beach this morning.
I called him DeVitt, but they had him on the beach. Yeah, they had him on the
and
beach.
And you know what?
How did you know that? Did you go online?
I went online to see what was going on down there. See what was,
that
was,
is so not you. I'm so proud of you. You make me so happy the first day back at work. That is so thoughtful.
He's a news and radiophile.
But I like seeing him. And you know what? Even him, they put him in a panic scenario where he was on the beach. And even the way he handled it was right.
Yep.
He said, you know what? Behind me, 100 miles, there's a hurricane. Right up here, what do we got? Light branch loss. And he held up like a little stick. He said, it's okay for now.
He's telling the truth.
He is.
Because he does it. They know, and I hope they get positive feedback like I gave them last time when I had Jim Farrell on the show, and I wrote a personal message to Matt Devitt and told him how wonderfully controlled they were, because that is what people, that's helpful. I'm not telling them to low-key it. I'm not telling them
to impart the information,
you impart the information. If you have a potential for storm surge, which they do, and power loss, which they do, you give the facts. That's true. But you don't need to pound the fear into people that live in these
fear
areas.
Machine.
We know it. We know. What we want to know is what's happening. The very latest.
That's
I don't care if you told me 10 minutes ago, because this thing is stationary. Everybody would like to know. I don't even know the latest.
Did any neighbors get away in your neighborhood?
No. We were not touched. We were not absolutely.
But did anybody leave?
No.
Good.
No.
I would say there's a good chance that your son's bus driver would say, sorry, I'm late. You know, the hurricane.
The hurricane.
Yeah.
2 minutes early this morning.
Really? Must have had a tailwind.
It was 2 minutes early this morning. Yeah. Tailwinds. Yeah. But, we do get, we're close enough to it now where you get the occasional rain. A rain band comes in. But it's still, when it comes in, you see it is that tropical rain, which is different than our regular tropical rain down here, because the skies open up. It could be 5-6 minutes, and you realize, Jesus, will that ever will it ever stop? It's amazing. It's like buckets of water coming out of
the sky. What is the drive from your house to the affected area, the East Coast?
If I wanted to go to Fort Lauderdale, it would be about an hour and a half for me to get over to Fort Lauderdale.
Close.
And, and you know, in maybe if I was hustling to get to the airport, I'd go a little later than that. Probably an hour and 30, probably an hour and 25 minutes.
Wow.
To get over there. But it's really, I just wanted to say for everybody that's dealing with this, I think anybody in the zone is probably of the same mindset that I am, where we want to know what's happening. And, you know, in the case of the East Coast of Florida, for our friends that listen over there and our friends from Georgia and the Carolinas, you know, hang in there. And you said Pony's going to Virginia Beach.
Yeah, he is.
Is Pony driving into the cone?
Pony's in the cone right now.
He's in the cone already? Is that where he's going for his vacation?
The cone of silence.
That's a wonderful vacation site. It was either that or the Bermuda Triangle.
Look, now I've been talking about how nasty speculation is, but I just have to tell you, for all those people in Virginia Beach, someone just arrived that really is the angel of death. I mean, it's if Pony is there, you know.
Well, I feel this, Mike. I feel very strongly this. If they are lucky enough to dodge severe weather, they will get an earthquake.
I would give anything for you could almost return to my alma mater, American University, and teach a class in controlled broadcasting. Because
what a great topic.
That's not what sells anymore, though. That's no, these kids don't want, I don't think Oscar. I think most of the talent out there, well, actually we've met talent off the air that has told us that their production team or their editorial staff is saying, you have to be more dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to bring the story to them.
Right.
They want to be fed the story.
Right. They want to. The people that are in Salt Lake City that are watching this coverage and are only going to stay on the Weather Channel if you make it death and destruction, fear.
Which is too bad.
That's unfortunate.
It's all sensationalized.
You know, I really think that, you know, my feeling on a national network program like the Weather Channel would be that your job one should be to serve the people that are in harm's way.
To inform.
Absolutely.
That's what it should be. And that's what we get. Thank God we got the local guys down here. And I know I sing their praises, but they do that and you never know. And then they're, you know, fine. And by the way, the guys that are on our station down here, they are the only ones who will talk about the other systems that are still out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one that could be, one that they're going to have to watch 5-6 days, see what's happening with that. Because you know how these things go. It's kind of like bing, bang, boom, 'tis the season. Now, why are you smirking? Why are you smirking, Oscar?
Well, the idea that they're foreshadowing, wait, there's another storm coming.
No. These are my guys that do this because they're showing it saying, I watch the Tropical Update. When you live in Florida, you watch the Tropical Update.
I don't know what that is. It sounds like an orange juice commercial.
Actually, sounds like a reality show. It's a whole bunch of people on a boat.
How are things in D.C.?
A-holes.
But anyway... No, the Tropical Update shows you the systems that come off the coast of Africa that we're all hurricanes.
Is there a music with the Tropical Update? Is there something fun that comes with it that says, hey, you know, we've got these gals and girls to watch out for coming in from sea?
Like steel drums?
From the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Hey, there's a big one. There's a big one coming off the coast of Africa.
It was fantastic. There was a show called Corte Tropical on Univision growing up. My mom would watch, and it's a tropical haircut, right? It's about a basin of beauty salon.
Mike has one right now.
The hijinks would ensue.
Yeah,
there's my tropical cut. There it is. That's my tropical cut, baby.
Tropical haircut.
One of the guys I like to thank my friend Jim who looked at me the other day and said, you get a haircut? I said, yeah. Anyway. Thanks. I appreciate that. But anyway, I interrupted you. Tropical.
Yeah. Tropical haircut.
So what is the Tropical Update again?
The Tropical Update is where they look out in the Atlantic and Caribbean and you see what systems are out there. And they do it, I think they do it on a Weather Channel and where they will tell you what's happening. Now, when you get the storm that's close to the United States, you're not going to get that regular programming because they are just so excited about telling you how many sandbags are up.
Well, they can't have a plot B and a plot C. This is not an episode of Seinfeld. They have to focus on the terror of what's in front of you.
They have to show the camera shot of the highway coming out of Charleston, South Carolina, where uh, they, what do they call it? The Contra movement. And it's not the Iran Contras, but it's the, they shut down the incoming lanes and yes. open all the outgoing lanes and make it like six. And to show the three cars that are there with people that are, getting out of Dodge.
We thought it would be wise early. To get out of, ahead of the traffic.
By the way, I am a big evacuator. I'm all for evacuation.
Well, that has to do with your
all
diet.
All forms. All forms.
All forms of evacuation. Oh, this is a funny show. Let me see. Who had 18 minutes? 18 minutes if you're looking for your first real
and
funny.
And that would be.
I'm a big evacuator. And when I said it, I didn't mean it to be funny.
Like, that would be a great show on the Weather Channel. Jim Cantore's.
The big evacuator.
Jim Cantore's evacuation.
Jim Cantore's big evacuation. And there's some ladies on there that I'm sure take care of evacuations too.
Sure.
Anyway, the big evacuator. No, they show the cars on both the incoming and the outbound lanes that are all moving in one direction now for the purposes of evacuation. And I believe in getting out of Dodge if there's a chance. They say have a plan. That's my plan.
Yeah.
Either driving or flying. My plan is always if something is imminent, get out soon.
Evacuate.
Soon is evacuate.
Immediately.
Evacuate. Yeah. Let me see. I'm going to put in storm track. Storm.
Well, he has, track. Right? The last like two or three storms.
Yes.
It's always been. Remember that one show where he did half the week from 95? He went down and then back up?
I remember,
up?
Yeah. Yeah. It had to do with the eclipse, too.
Stationary.
Yes.
Still stationary.
Still sticking.
I'm still trying to get the
slowest moving hurricane, which is an oxymoron, right?
No, because a hurricane indicates spinning, not movement.
Yeah, but it should. The winds are supposed to be forceful.
Well, but the actual eye stays still.
It just stays.
I will tell you this: that living where I live, where I could, I don't know how many miles we are. This hurricane is from Fort Myers, but it's not a lot. And I can tell you that this northward movement is really. More than anything in this entire forecast, for me personally, I would love to just see that tick up. They say maybe this evening now that this thing. And for the people, if I feel that way, imagine the people, the poor people of the Bahamas.
Oh my God!
You're looking at when you're looking at a guy that's showing his second story with waves coming up on his second story.
Brutal.
So
way of
think
life.
About those people out there and stay tuned for Mike O'Mara's evacuation coming to theaters near you. Yes. And every morning it's the same way. It's me in a cardigan sweater with a white cotton T-shirt. No one knows what I have below, and I'm like, I got a great one for you today. Yes, sirree. We
brought to you by Moen.
Yes, Moen, the official plumbing supply store of the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Harlan, off me. Jeez. Where are you going? Stop it. Stop it. I've had it with you. Bunch of stinkos in here. You. Old man, look, I am in desperate need of assistance.
Well, what's on your mind, little girl?
I realize that you are most likely the product of lower-class inbreeding, but perhaps you could help me.
Oh, gosh, I certainly hope so.
I have been wandering this dreary village in hopes of finding the Queen Catherine. You wouldn't have any idea where she might be docked, would you?
You know what you are? You're one of those little, fancy lads, aren't you? Boy, you're cute.
Okay.
Gosh, what a sweet little outfit. Is it your little spring outfit?
No.
You couldn't be cuter. You're so adorable. Oh, my. You know, you remind me of my niece Sally. Lovely girl. She's a dietitian. Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
No, I don't want to buy a monkey.
Are you sure?
No, I'm on my way. Your right. family must be very proud of you.
All right, we'll see you, honey. Hey, wait a minute. Jennifer, come here.
What?
Come here. I can show you to that ship of yours.
You will?
Right down this road. Right there.
Marvelous. Well, I probably should hurry, shouldn't I? Because they're going to start the banquet soon. Oh. And I must tell you, I'm famished.
Well, why wouldn't you be? Big girls have big appetites, don't they? Listen, do yourself a favor. Don't let them give you any of that flank steak bullshit. No. You know what I'm saying?
try the London broil.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's a good tip. Sure. I shall do it.
Pamper yourself.
Well, I will.
Okay.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, you know, I must tell you, for a yellow-eyed, gamey-smelling lowlife, you really have quite a decent heart about you, sir.
Well,
I'm not going to touch you. I'm not going to shake your hand or get near you because you're all of that.
Yeah.
But I am going to be on my way.
Okay. Good okay. for you.
Yep. Off I go.
Yeah. Hey, listen, have a good trip, okay. Susie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Think about me, all right? Oh, man, oh, man, do I hate them fancy lads.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That is not exactly a cinematic tour de force. Cabin Boy. Chris Elliott's
it has its moments.
Film, and David Letterman far too angry in that scene.
Oh, that's definitely pre-heart attack Dave there.
That's definitely not mellow Dave.
What do you think, Susie?
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. We're delighted to have you with us today and every single day. TMOS to our friends. We are broadcasting to you all over the world from Meade, Washington to Hauser, Oregon. From Twig, Minnesota. That's
Twig.
My favorite this week. Twig, Minnesota, where everybody's skinny. Emeryville, California, Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, and Riverside, Singapore.
Yes.
That doesn't sound like a Singaporean name there.
I did the research. That's like the business center of Singapore, because Singapore is an island unto itself, so it has more districts than anything.
I know what it is. I watched Crazy Rich Asians.
Sure.
I love that movie. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show today, brought to you by Harry's. I'd like to talk to you about Harry's today, if I may. I hold in my hand this lovely item right here.
That that's beauteous.
That is a Harry's razor right there. With that, look at that beautiful blade. Look at that. Isn't that lovely? Got the
boom, bam.
Got the little H that's there in the silver.
Nice.
Yes. So that's just one of many. I've got a bunch of those because I love Harry's. I love Harry's as much as any human being on the planet loves Harry's. And I'm showing you my routine. I retrieved some stuff after my shower today from the Mike O'Mara powder room. And this is the Harry's razor. They started with this one. When I got this, I'm like, oh, I'll try it. And then I fell in love. Now, what I use with my Harry's razor, ladies and gentlemen, is this delightful Harry's shave gel.
That you see better. In my hand right it's the there. Best.
It smells great.
With aloe, cushions for a smooth shave. It smells so, oh, God, I could eat it. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Don't eat it,
it's
Mike.
It's that good. I
Don't
love
eat it.
No, I'm just telling you, this is all from my bathroom.
It is breakfast.
This came from my boudoir today.
Yes.
I'm showing you that. So I got the shave gel, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you want? Now, the next thing I'm going to give you here is the, this is what I wash my face with every day.
Wash your what?
Harry's. Ah, look,
face.
The water spots.
Face.
They're the water spots.
Yeah,
peppermint.
The water spots. Yeah, that's with peppermint. Gently, mind you, exfoliates.
Ooh.
This is the Harry's because they came up with this stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
Happen to love this. Happen to buy this. I'm on my 50th can tube, whatever you want to call
this. Explains
this.
The glow. The glow is caused by the exfoliation. Yes.
That's the razor. That's the face wash.
And
that's the shave
yes.
gel. Not the shave cream. I've got that too. Didn't bring it in.
But it's great.
Use it.
Still
don't
great.
Don't want to lie to the listeners. I use the gel. Don't use the shave cream. But I've got it when it's available
if
in
you
the
need it.
And I've
you
used
got it.
It's fantastic too. Then this is
but
the
wait.
Thing I have here.
There's more.
This stuff is magical right here. This is the Harry's. This is the Harry's body wash. Fig scent.
Oh,
that's the fig scent.
Fig.
Sorry about that. There it is. It's the fig scent. And this stuff, you want to talk about a lovely smell. This is just like, you watch, I put this all over my body. And it is. I mean, I don't know who is their like chief scent guy over at Harry's, but he's figured it out. Because everything, I'm a Ming, okay? Sure. And I like their manly scents.
Yes.
I enjoy that a lot, all right? Then you might say to yourself, Mike, are you done? No, I'm not.
What? Because there's more?
They got into hair products. And so this my super short do, I love the Harry's.
Oh, look at this.
The Harry's holding sculpting gel.
Yes, of course.
Sets firm structure, no flaking, long lasting. And you'll see on that little chart there, I've got pretty close to firm, super firm
nice,
hold.
Nice.
But there it is. And you can see that I've squeezed a lot of this
out
already.
How does that
very
smell? Exciting. I bet that smells good too.
It all smells good,
right?
Harry's is fantastic.
I know.
Now, I'm not reading what they're telling me to read. I'm just showing you what I've got here. And then I haven't put this on yet, but here it is. That's my Harry's face lotion. That's Harry's face lotion.
Put some on now. Put some on now.
So I'm just going to put a little.
Yeah. Just a little on your.
Let's see. Let's see. And you know what's great about this impromptu commercial?
What's that? Is this a commercial?
Well, the idea that he brought everything in from his bathroom.
Are you sure he's not just in his bathroom
yeah,
now?
Yeah, it's great. I think it's perfect.
The first day of a new week.
That's the way it should be.
There you go.
There you go. A little dab will do you.
Here's the
sure.
There you go. Here's nice.
Facial
nice.
Lotion. Right on the nose.
All right, there you go.
Oh, you look like a French clown. Oh, like in baskets. Here.
Baskets. Here. You're clowning?
Clooning.
Clooning.
Why are you not doing clooning? My point I'm trying to make, ladies and gentlemen, yes. Be like me. Join the 10 million people who have tried Harry's.
You need to blend that a little, right? Mike.
Pardon me?
You need to blend it a little.
You got to rub it in.
Be like me. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get a wooded, I'm sorry, not a wooden. You get a weighted ergonomic razor.
Weighted, yes.
That's it.
All right. You get the five-blade razor right
fantastic.
There.
Fantastic.
Right. With a lubricating strip. There's the lubricating yep. strip.
Hi, I'm the Harry's razor. How are you?
You get rich lathering shave gel. I showed you that.
Yes. I would like some more shave gel and a shower gel.
And yeah, you the get shower a travel, gel would be nice. You get a travel blade cover. I didn't bring that in. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to start shaving better today. Thank you.
The best.
Fantastic.
The best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hope but what? What's the fig you have again? What's the flavor or the
fig.
Scent?
Fig.
Let me see it. Let me see it again. I have the green cap one. So that's
okay,
a body
you
wash.
You have, yeah, I forgot. Well, this is you've got. This is body wash.
Yes,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just
a different scent.
I'm almost out of my body wash. I have to order some more here.
Yes, you need to do that so you can stay clean.
Yes, now I wonder if I left this dollop on my nose for the entire show, if by the end of the show it would simply absorb into my skin. Wouldn't that be an interesting
no, be fun experiment? Yeah, experiment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, but
if you want to
Harry's,
be a clone.
I mean, sometimes I get excited about advertisers, and I want to tell you.
Oh, they're fantastic. This is completely natural.
So make sure they get that, okay? Because they got like 10 times what they normally get.
Well, you're showing off, Mike. You're a Harry's man.
Yeah. I'm a Harry's guy. Yeah.
He's a Harry's man.
Right, that's enough of that. Here we go.
The body wash, though, and look, all the products are great, but it's nice to know that one of us has everything and the other of us have three things.
Well, I don't need a lot of the sculpting
gel. I
gotta
make sure I get it into the old man. This is the old man area right here. That's the old man in the center. What happened? What did he say? What?
Do you get a full box or do you buy them separately? That's what we're trying to figure out here in the studio.
I buy them separately.
You do?
I like a la carte.
You're a customer, not just an endorser.
Yes.
Yeah. I buy them mix and match. I don't get on the plan. Because I don't have a regular plan. I don't like to do regular plans. You can if you're organized.
Your life is not a regular plan. You're on your third wife.
My life is not an order. Yeah. That's the way I live my life. I'm like, I'll be sitting there. I'll go, oh, out of shave gel. Get my computer.
The marriage
is. Let's go on to the Mike O'Mara Show website and find out what's going on. Oh,
bam.
Can't order it through there. Pony.
Were the marriages a subscription plan or were they a la carte? It's just silliness. just clooning around.
You've got a little stripe on your
stuff
nose.
On my yeah. Oh, I do.
Yeah, a little bit. There you go. That's the blending.
By the way, come out to old Cocoonville, out to the driving range, and see how many guys have that. You know, like on their earlobe.
Oh god, lazy sunscreen application.
Yeah. By the way, that's a little thing. You don't hear about aging. You hear about losing your brain a little bit and all that. No. You lose feeling in your face.
Sure.
So if you put stuff on your face, a lot of the guys come by, you know, you'll have the,
The Weeknd.
I'm not going to do a visual.
There's a lot going on.
They can't feel their face.
All right. Do we have time to get to the other major news story of the day, or do you want to take a break and come back? I don't want to go to a commercial after that long commercial, Harry's. Let's get him on the phone.
All right, can you dial him up?
First of all, Rob, set it up and tell us what's the story.
At about 10 o'clock last night, my email starts blowing up because there was a shooting in Herndon. And actually, I have the news story here from our local Channel 5 affiliate. All right, here we go.
Breaking news tonight, a Herndon police officer stops an armed robbery in progress, and then it leads to a shootout in the middle of the street. Fox 5's Evan Lambert just arrived at the scene there in Herndon. He's got an update for us tonight, Evan.
This all started around 7:30. There was a Herndon police officer in this area doing a follow-up investigation. Had nothing to do with this. That officer heard some commotion, and we understand a nearby business was being robbed. There were people inside that business, according to Herndon police, and that officer gave chase to two suspects, got into a shootout with one of those suspects. No Jeez. One was hit.
In Herndon?
We'll show you some pictures from earlier. This is a pretty decently busy area. There's a bar right here on the...
How would you like to guess what bar it was?
No. No, of course. And how excited was
it? There were some off-duty police officers at that bar. They heard what people thought were firecrackers. They ended up being gunshots. And they actually rushed to assist as well.
Yes. Shocker, they were off-duty cops, Jimmy. Yeah.
That's a, can we raise our newsmaker on the phone, please, Maddie? We are dialing James Cerrito right now. James Cerrito did not receive any TV time. However, on Channel 5, there were still shots that were credited to Jimmy Cerrito. And there's nothing funnier than seeing pictures courtesy Jimmy Cerrito.
Ladies and gentlemen, a major news story developing in Herndon, Virginia. We now go to our man on the street.
And we should say no one was hurt and everyone is in custody. So it's not a tragic story.
Is our man on
Tavern
the
Herald front desk?
I'm surprised
you didn't direct your call.
I'm surprised, Jimmy, with your track record at Herndon, that you weren't like one of the people that tackled the suspect. You know,
well,
you
were always. I know who did.
Oh, really?
You know who
yes,
tackled
I
the suspect?
Hi, everybody. Right, good morning.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Jimmy's such
this
a veteran.
Time, guys, I couldn't take a lot of pictures or do any Facebook Live because it was actually happening, and I was very close to it, and my job was to direct traffic and get people to turn around.
Okay, now let's start at the beginning because I didn't know you were there. You've answered that already.
Oh, yeah.
You were on the premises.
I was at the bar.
And you were at the bar, and you had some people. You had some on-the-job guys, some off-duty cops that were in your bar?
Yeah, we had a full house going on. It was the end of the Labor Day Herndon Festival there.
Oh, that's right.
True
you have
enough.
A big day. You have a huge day. That's a huge day for you. I've been in your joint on Labor Day weekend. So this is a police chase that results in a shootout. And take it from there, Jimmy, because I didn't hear the story.
Sure,
so I'm not sure
no
what
problem.
Happened.
Justin, the bartender, ran up and he said, "Hey, boss, shots fired." I said, "What?" He says, "Shots fired. Where?" He says, "Out front."
Like,
holy!
Like literally, like literally in front of your restaurant.
The shootout was right in front of the fire hall.
Oh my god!
Right there on Spring Street.
Right? I mean, like less than 20,
right there,
30 feet from your
right
place.
Right in front of the Buffalo Wing. Yep.
Oh my god. God,
yeah,
I didn't know it was
scary.
Right
we had a
there.
Full house.
Are they robbing that Mexican bar across the street?
I'm
sorry. I talked all over him.
no, you're fine. Hi, Oscar.
Hi, there's a slight delay, Jimmy. Let me ask you.
Oh.
Was the just before you get to the lay of the land, where did the actual robbery happen?
So there's a few businesses near the fire department on the other side of it from Jimmy's, and they haven't said which business was being robbed. But there was two bad guys. One of them had a gun that was robbing a business. The business had people in it. I honestly don't know which business it was. There's probably three or four of them that were open. And the police officer showed up and I guess was trying to stop it right in the middle of the progress of the robbery.
What time was this all going down, Jimmy? What time was this all happening?
Right around probably 7:30. It was still daylight.
Brazen.
Yeah, middle of dinner hour.
Holiday weekend too. Cops everywhere.
So the cops, this business gets. They try to knock over this business, and then the cops are called, and they arrive while the suspects are still like on the property.
From what I understand, Mike, there was one police officer that was right there, close by when he got the call, and I guess he was almost in walking distance, and he ran over. I believe he was by himself.
Oh, God.
And when I got up there, I was close by. That police officer and several other officers started showing up, and I was listening. I was listening to the police officer explain what happened to the other officers. And he said that, you know, a gun was exposed. I think it was pointed at him. I don't know. And he just started shooting. And I believe he was shooting over the head of the suspect to scare him. But there was a magazine of bullets right in the intersection right there next to the fire hall.
Jimmy, I know you said it sounded I'm sorry, Jimmy. You said it sounded like firecrackers in the bar, or maybe Justin said that. Were you able? Yep. Did you consciously be able to know about how many shots were fired?
I do not know, Rob. But I was told that you could hear two different guns.
Well, that's crazy! Wow.
Yeah, they were shooting. Shooting towards the police officer, and the police officer shot back.
And it's
nobody
one
got
guy
hurt. Thank God, nobody got hit. And when I got there, it was kind of chaotic, but the two guys took off running. The bad guys were running. Police officers were up and down the streets looking for them. Now, two off-duty officers were at the bar having a few beers and a paramedic. And, Mike, you know one of them, and they're DC cops that worked with Jerky.
Okay. All right. I know.
And
I probably know exactly.
And I got to give them a shout-out because they're awesome guys. And it's Sergeant Robert Ferretti from the DC Police. Who you know, Mike, the night we were down at Rumors after a live show, he came up and hung out with us for a little while.
Yeah, I remember
out
that
there.
Guy. Good dude. Good dude.
When he
really
was on
good
duty,
dude.
Yep. Yeah. And there was DC officer Arthur Hopper, and they were in there just having an off-duty beer along with Great Falls Fire Department paramedic Doug Stevens. These guys, and you've said this before on the mic before, is when the danger's happening, the first responder, they run towards it.
Yeah, they run to it. Absolutely, no matter what the circumstances. Especially if they're
stools and went straight to it,
right?
And chased them. It's behind the old carpet building where we have our parking for our bike events,
right?
And my bike's still back there from the poker run from Sunday. And they chased them past my bike and down that parking lot. And Officer Freddie tackled the guy.
Wow. There you go.
Oh, that's there awesome.
Go, baby.
Yeah.
That's the happy ending.
Damn.
Was it the guy with the gun that got tackled?
No, I believe this guy did not have a gun. The other guy with the gun was still running. So they got the one guy right there, right behind us in the parking lot. Geez, they could have grabbed my bike and took off for all I know. It was right there. The whole place got shut down, a crime scene, and then I was watching police officers storming up and down the street, running, squad cars. They were carrying the guns where you need two hands to carry these guns.
Mm. You mean a rifle?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not good with guns.
Not
so
a bazooka.
Okay.
It's what is known, Mike, in the business as a two-handed gun.
Yes.
Yeah, AK something.
Jimmy, you're doing great. Jimmy, did they get the guy with the gun?
So some time went past. They did not get the guy right away. I went up and was talking to some of the officers. Now Fairfax showed up, state police showed up, and I was telling them who I was, and I had a restaurant full of people that were all hiding in the restaurant.
Really
want to leave, and they said please try to get as many people to stay as possible because we're bringing the dogs out, and the dogs are gonna try to sniff the trail, and we don't need any pedestrians walking around messing up. And so I did. I went and try to get people to stay, or
which is what you would have done anyway, Jimmy. You've been doing that for 20 years,
also,
trying to make people stay.
Yeah, it was an easy promotion, Rob.
What a great time to walk in and say, look, the bad news is you can't leave because the cops are outside. The good news is that the Silver Bullet Coors Light is now on sale.
no slowing down.
Most of the patrons didn't have a problem staying.
And did ultimately, did they track the guy down?
So they did. I believe the dogs helped, and they chased this guy all the way down by the Guapos in the CVS parking lot.
Wow.
And he was trying to carjack a car down there. And they caught him before he could get away, and they got him. And he was the one with the gun, from what I understand. So they got both of them in custody. All is well. Angie Goff texted me. I sent her. I had taken three pictures, not during the chaos. I waited till everything calmed down.
Right.
And then I just kind of walked around and took three pictures is all I took. Man on the scene. I wasn't really doing my job as a professional journalist. Sorry. I was too busy helping direct traffic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I gave those pictures to Angie, and she put them on the news courtesy Jimmy Cerrito. I was so proud.
That's sweet.
Time, you said it started around 7 o'clock. What time were you able to kind of free up everybody in your joint to say, hey, the danger is past. You can all go if you want to, but I'd love you to stay.
Well, it was a good hour before people were leaving, and we were making them go across Eldon Street, you know, and some people were parked in the crime area and they couldn't leave. They couldn't get their cars. They couldn't walk through there. They locked down half of Herndon last night. They had the caution tape going from the fire hall all the way down to Guapo's.
Right.
So it was a little crazy. They asked me to put cones up right in front of Jimmy. So I put up the orange cones. And here comes people driving, cutting through the cones, going right towards the fire hall, and I'm out there making them all turn around.
They got somewhere to go.
Oh, dare they. Oh, my God. Now, Jimmy, while all of this crime was happening, have the police yet interviewed Ray Gizmo Ward?
He was there, and now when Angie was texting me, she wanted to interview me, I believe, and I had left. I waited till everything was calm, and I know they had both the suspects. Yeah. So that's when I went out and I got on my bike in the crime zone and got the hell out of there.
That's right. There are bars closer to home you need to go to.
That's right.
And when I got home, she's texting me and I said, well, I had two bartenders working. One was Gizmo and one was Justin.
Oh, well, you had Justin there at least.
And I said, talk to Justin. Go to Justin.
That'd be a good call.
Want to have Gizmo? Why wouldn't you want to have Gizmo on TV?
No comment. We love you, Gizmo.
We love you, Gizmo. Absolutely. Jimmy,
you know, Jimmy, I saw Justin. I saw Justin on TV last night. This year at the Christmas party, let's all chip in and buy this gentleman a comb.
Jimmy, another phenomenal evening of danger in Herndon, but it's not a high crime area. This is a real anomaly for that area, and
there's never been a shooting or anything like that near Jimmy's. This is, and it had nothing to do with us. It was an armed robbery. Could have been us. So you always
got to
You always got to be alert.
Yeah, not like some of those joints in Manassas, Jimmy, where people. Okay, can Jimmy hear me, Rob?
Yes,
can Jimmy hear.
Yes,
is the send coming through that he can hear?
Yes, he's got a lot of urgency.
Okay, very urgent. All right, Jimmy, thank you very much. I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad that all your patrons are safe. I'm glad they caught the bad guys, and you gave great props to those cops that got involved, ran right to the day. Just imagine, though. I mean, just
after
chasing
a couple
the
of
guy
beers,
down.
Too.
Wow, amazing.
Let's not emphasize that, maybe.
All right, Jimmy. Thank you, my friend.
Love you, Jimmy.
I love you guys. Thank you, West Nation. Stay safe out there. Go Bills.
All right, go Bills. Bye-bye. Yeah. There you go. Right. We got to take a break.
Go Bills.
It was just the urgency right there.
He loves to finish his thought.
He does.
He has to.
I drove my motorcycle.
Okay, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. That's a good start to the week on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everybody, it's Angie with a whole new Oh My Golf show out now. Can you smell it? Pumpkin spice, football, the leaves. We are less than 30 days away from the start of fall and we're already stressing out. We're also going to help you declutter your life, Mike. Really, I mean, you don't need that closet full of Bass Pro Shop shirts. We're going to show you how to get a capsule wardrobe. The new Oh My Golf show out now. Subscribe on YouTube, Facebook, or Apple Podcast.
Thank you, Angie. I wear Bass Pro Shop shirts because I'm fat. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo.
Yes.
How would you like a subscription box for your kids that helps them change the world? Say hello to KiwiCo. KiwiCo creates cool projects for kids to make learning about STEAM, that's science, technology, engineering, art, and math, fun. Michael absolutely loves his, and he gets a new box every month. Each box designed by experts and tested by kids and has all the supplies needed for that month's projects. With easy-to-follow instructions written for kids and an educational magazine so the learning continues. And with 7 lines to choose from, KiwiCo is great for kids of all ages. KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. No commitment, and you can cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $19.95 per month, shipping included. Our listeners can go to kiwico.com/TMOS to get their first month free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference. So, Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to kiwico.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's kiwico.com/TMOS, and we thank you. We only have a brief amount of time with everything we've had here. I'm trying to say, we need a whole day to talk to Rob about the Jerry thing.
No, it was a mopey weekend for me. It's tough for me. I don't like it.
I mean, you got to let it go. Okay. I don't have time. Do I have time? Oh, good. I get one more break after this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to talk. If I don't do this,
you sound a lot like Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah. There's not enough time, Mr. President. All right. I will tell you when I'm going to do this just to set up the next segment. All
okay,
right.
Okay. Good.
This, I had a dream that woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I welcome the dream analysis for this. It's not sexual in any way, but it was a dream that unsettled me like no dream has unsettled me. I'm going to say it didn't involve broadcasting, but it might have been related. And it freaked me out to such an extent where I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, went out, got to the computer, and wrote down what the gist of the dream was.
That is
I don't
so
remember
smart
all
because
the details.
Dreams disappear out of your consciousness. Like
so fast.
In a minute, in a moment, yeah. They're gone.
There's actually a study that I saw on 60 Minutes. It's happening at MIT where there's a thought that instance between REM and actual sleep is the most creative anyone will ever be. So the idea behind the study is to capture those ideas before you pass out into an Alexa-like device.
Oh, yeah, because I know a lot of great musicians would always keep a tape recorder by their bed because the song Yesterday was written in a sleep mode. And he actually sang it into a tape recorder. Otherwise, Paul McCartney would have remembered it.
I can't wait to hear what you wrote down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't able to do that, Dr. Evil, but I'll tell you that I really...
Nobody has that technology yet. It's in. Right. It's just at MIT.
Well, I don't know why this thing happened because it's from the past and all that. Anyway, let's take a break.
Right.
When I come back, I will tell
Good
you about
tease,
this.
Though.
And it was very, very, it's just interesting. And I sometimes people write me and I get great analysis. So we'll do that. And thank you, Jimmy, for that incredible update. Glad your motorcycle was safe. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Meara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Meara Show, and the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it, and I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my custard.
It's not Ina Garten.
Sounds like her.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by Stamps.com.
Yes?
I just wait for you to turn the music.
It's a fade. It's supposed to be gradual.
You're so good at that.
Fade.
There's certainly, if you get Rob has like
fade
a obsessive compulsive task that he never forgets, ever. Stamps.com. Here's a fact. No one has time to go to the post office. The traffic, the parking, the lines, lugging your packages. Hassle, 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 which is exactly why you need Stamps.com. It eliminates the trip to the post office, saves you money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Post Office right to your computer. They can handle it all. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and enter the code TMOS.
Mike, just briefly,
yes,
Angie Goff just came into the studio here. Do you want to say hello real quick?
Yes, let's do that. Absolutely. Right. I can tell my dream story anytime. I can say I'd love to see anytime Angie wants to pop in. Maybe Angie can help me analyze my dream.
And I'd say, she'll be disappointed that she missed speaking to Jimmy, one of her key news sources.
One of her newsmakers. One of her newsmakers around the country. All right. So let me set this up first of all. Do you remember Rob Spiewak?
Sure.
Years ago, in fact, you may have been the one who hit me to the fact that I was a finalist for this. I auditioned for the PA job down at the Red Sox Stadium to be the PA announcer for the Boston Red Sox.
I remember this. Yes, of course. Yeah.
Do you remember that happened? Okay. So it was strange. There she is, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
there
Angie.
She is, the lovely Angie Goff. Hello, Angie. How are you?
Oh, my God. Hi, Mike.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
First of all, give your new podcast a plug-a-roo, okay? Because we want everybody to listen to that. And I love your Bass Pro Shops comment about my shirts that I have down there. So how is the podcast going?
You know, it's been fantastic, and I am just having the time of my life. This is one of the most rewarding projects I think I've ever done.
That's exciting.
I know.
You've done a lot of stuff. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just the ability just to be yourself and to have, you know, the podcast world, as you know, in the medium is just, it's a different space, you know?
Yes,
I feel like you can just let loose. It's just an instant mood booster. I leave here and then I go do my shows at Vox. And
where?
I said to somebody when I made the transition from, we still think of ourselves as radio guys, but when we made the transition to podcasting, I said I didn't think there was any medium that could be more intimate than radio, where people knew you and were your friend. Well, podcasting is it. They have to find you. They are so engaged, and that's what makes it super, super deluxe fun. And I'm so glad that you're doing it here at Podcast Village. That's very, very cool for us.
Thank you. Well, you're leading the way, you know.
Well,
You're like a pioneer.
I'm going to do this. I don't see any right now. I love doing it so much, and I've never felt like that in my entire career. Let me get my now that we got Angie in here, because we were in the middle of something. I got to tell you this, Angie. I want you to help, because this is going to be God, we've been late all morning. We were covering Jimmy Cerrito's, shooting story.
Oh, yeah. He just texted me.
I know.
Yeah, Jimmy Cerrito. I said, Mayor Jimmy coming through. Oh, yeah. He sending me contacts.
Yeah, I know.
He's your key.
That's the way he rolls.
I got the paramedic. I got two off-duty DC officers, the one that caught the suspect.
Yes.
Yeah. He also sent her the number for the Budweiser distributor.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Let me make this quick. Let me make this super quick.
Yes.
So here's the dream that wakes me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. So a while back, I auditioned to do Red Sox PA down at the spring training thing.
Right.
I didn't get it because I didn't live in the area and they wanted somebody who lived locally. At that time, I didn't live there. I wake up at 3 o'clock. This is the dream that makes me up. I get the job as the PA announcer for the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park. That's how
in Fenway.
In Fenway Park, right? And by the way, it's not a cherry gig in my opinion. It's fun. It would have been fun. I'd probably be bored after 2 games.
It's a dream gig for some people. For some
people, it would be a dream gig. So I get this job, and I don't know why I had this dream, and I don't know what it means. But I'm sitting there, and I know the dream takes me right to – I wrote it down. The dream takes me to Fenway, where I go down, and when I get to the stadium – they don't have me up above looking down on the stadium. I'm sitting at a table with a microphone set up, and it's behind like these rafters, like behind the stadium seats.
Mm.
It's not where you would expect to be. So it's a complete surprise. And I have the sheet of the players for the other team that I can't see the field, and I'm trying to make the announcements going, now batting for the Detroit Tigers, and I don't know even when they're coming up, and it's getting, and all of a sudden I start hearing people in the stadium, and they're starting to boo.
Ooh.
And they're booing
me
because I'm not pronouncing the names correctly. I said, I need somebody to help. I need somebody, and it goes on and on and on, and no one's helping me, and I'm not only can I not see the field, but I can't read the names because they're impossible to pronounce. They're all like starting with weird letters.
They're from China.
This is a true dream I'm having right here, and then I get so frustrated, I say, I can't do this anymore, and I walk away, and I walk away, and suddenly, as I'm walking away, I hear the voice of a woman, and she's announcing the next player. And everybody cheers, and it sounds like it's back to normal. And I go back over, and I see that there is a very lovely lady, extremely well-dressed, at the table, announcing the people that are coming up. and she's surrounded by two or three people who are giving her the information and helping her. And I walk over. I said, well, I didn't have anyone helping me. And this guy that looks a lot like who's Schlegel's partner up in Baltimore?
But Josh Spiegel?
The other guy. It's Justin.
The producer.
Justin. He looks like Justin.
Yeah.
He said, yes, you did. You had all the help you needed. You had all the help you needed.
Oh, my God, really?
And I'm like, no one was helping me, and I couldn't do the job. And that's when I woke up. And I was so wound up, I wrote it down.
But the weird thing, it sounds to me like you're envisioning a setup to an old radio remote where you were always put in the wrong place at a card table where you don't belong. So maybe there is some sort of correlation there. But also, the theme of this dream is being put in a situation where you're not in control. And I think that is a common theme in nightmares.
So it's Justin, not Scott. Scott used to be the producer, now he's a host.
Okay, yes, Scott. Scott.
Okay,
it's Scott.
Okay, perfect. Scott.
Perfect. It's Scott. That's who
he is. That's not how I interpret it.
How would you?
I interpreted it that just a woman can do it better.
That's it. You know what? That's an on and gone. We're up on another break. That's Angie Goff. Plug your podcast again, Angie. Go ahead.
Goff. Yeah, you can subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts. Find us on Facebook.
Say hi to Chin for me, will you,
please?
I will. Make sure. It's fantastic. We are lucky to have her at Podcast Village. Everybody that's listening to me right now, check it out today. Oh My Goff, the podcast. It's fantastic. And she's right. Women are better. I'm married to one, and I know it for a fact. So that's life. So much for that. Yeah, I'll go to my shrink later on today. Thank you, Angie.
Love you.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Another season of Big Football is here. The question is, are you ready? We know you are, and so is a voice from the West. Light 'em up! Nicky Diamond is back, and he's on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who's ready to cash in?
Your fantasy football roster is incomplete without sage advice from the prognosticator up for runs.
4 out of 5 bookies can't be wrong.
Nicky breaks it down with the Diamond Pick of the Week, the Merle, and the Carry.
I'm bigger than Vegas.
Nicky Diamond on the Mike O'Mara Show. Just listen, and you'll be
in the no, baby.
We got to get him on before Thursday night.
I texted with Nicky over the weekend, and provided that the authorities agree, he'll be on Thursday's show.
So he's run into a little bit of a problem situation.
Well, we had that letter in the mailbag. Remember, he had trouble with the bail bondsman.
Yeah. I think he's going to be calling from his own phone. If you get my drift,
I hear you. I hear you.
Not by a phone where we have to like clear it first. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Getting in shape isn't about losing weight; it's about changing habits and feeling better about yourself in every way. That's why I love Noom. Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps you to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. And thanks to your goal specialist in the Noom community, you're never alone. My favorite part? Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It has literally everything at a glance, food tracking made easy. I love, love, love it. Oscar loves Noom. Carla's never looked better. Wow, you don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. The last weight loss program.
What's that?
Sorry. The last weight loss program you will ever need. And thanks to Angie Goff, and Oh My Goff is the podcast. And we are flying today. It's one of those shows.
Yes.
I love it when it's like this. Thank you very much.
News.
Boo. That's wonderful.
Hope see, Angie, what happens, Mike, see what happens, Mike. See what happens when Pony.
Visit, as brief absolutely. As it was.
Impromptu and timely, as Jimmy was also corresponding with her at the same time.
Of course he was.
Jimmy. Wow. All right.
But the show is flying, Mike. See what happens when Pony stays home.
Yes. What a great day it is. Anyway. Kevin Hart suffered serious back injuries in a car crash this weekend. He had surgery Sunday night. His wife, Aniko, told TMZ, quote, he's going to be just fine. Hart had purchased a vintage Plymouth Barracuda in July as a 40th birthday present for himself. He named it Menace. Early Sunday morning, Kevin's friend Jared Black was driving the car in Malibu when it veered off the road, rolled over, and landed in a ditch. Kevin was a passenger in the car, along with Black's fiance, who wasn't seriously injured. The car was totaled, and Black was also hospitalized with serious injuries. According to Entertainment Tonight, he was not under the influence. Kevin was, God, they just don't waste any time, don't they? Just
of course.
Just getting in there going, any booze, anything like that? Yeah. But I guess everybody's curious about that. Kevin was able to get out of the car himself, but authorities had to cut the roof off to get to Black and his fiance. When Kevin got out, he reportedly had a member of his security team pick him up so he could get medical attention. Interesting, but I guess he's doing okay. But serious back stuff when they have to
that's
do
nasty.
Emergency surgery. Sounds like maybe he broke a vertebrae or cracked a vertebrae.
It's the first time in, I guess, I would say in the modern day TMZ era that we don't have more information right away.
Yeah, yeah. It's
they
interesting
just
that
say
you don't know
back injuries.
Yeah, you don't know really what's right? going down with that.
And, we knew more about, like, just, I would say, a Brad Pitt's marriage right away than what's happening in the hospital, people that should be blabbing and being paid to give us information.
And that car, when I saw the photograph of that car, they are extremely lucky to be alive, all of them. That's
Barracuda
truly,
probably
truly
not
scary.
Noted for its safety features.
I don't think so. No roll bar. Valerie Harper died Friday after a courageous battle with cancer. I was very privileged to interview Valerie Harper. She was 80 years old. I knew they always say everybody's battle with cancer was courageous, but it's rarely been as true as it was in her case. She was diagnosed all the way back in 2013. Did we get her pre that or
post? Yeah, we had her in studio. She had written a book on healthy living, I believe.
Yeah, and aggressive form of lung cancer that spread to her brain. She was given 3 months to live, but instead of laying down and waiting to die, she did season 17 of Dancing with the Stars. She also made guest appearances on Two Broke Girls, Hot in Cleveland, and Melissa and Joey. Valerie is best known for playing Mary's friend Rhoda on the Mary Tyler Moore show back in the 70s, then getting one of the most successful spinoffs in the history of television with Rhoda. Really, really terrific lady, and was a lot of fun. I remember how nice she was. She was really sweet, and Rob wrote that she smelled good.
She did have, she was really the sweetest smelling guest we ever had. Can I play just a little of her voice? Because I love her voice.
Please
do.
My name is Rhoda Morvister. I was born in the Bronx, New York, in December 1941. I've always felt responsible for World War II. The first thing I remember liking that liked me back was food. I had a bad puberty. It lasted 17 years. I'm a high school graduate. I went to art school. My entrance exam was on a book of matches. I decided to move out of the house when I was 24. My mother still refers to this as the time I ran away from home. Eventually, I ran to Minneapolis, where it's cold, and I figured I'd keep better. Now I'm back in Manhattan. New York, this is your last chance.
So Rhoda. Funny. Great show.
That's it. Yep. And safe home to Rhoda. Let's move on. Justin Bieber may finally be growing up and getting a handle on things. In a very long Instagram post yesterday, he ruminated on what a turd he's been and where his head is now. It sounds like he's in a really good place. He talked about growing up in an unstable environment with teen parents who were broke and separated and how he suddenly achieved fame at a young age. By the time he was 18, he had, quote, no skills in the real world, with millions of dollars and access to whatever he wanted. By the age of 20, after a string of bad decisions, he, quote, went from one of the most loved and adored people in the world to the most ridiculed, judged, and hated person in the world. That's you know, self-awareness there. Mm-hmm. He was using drugs and being abusive to the people around him, especially women, but his wife Haley helped him turn things around. And for somebody who has participated in some Justin bashing over the years based on his bad behavior, I do hope that he's turned things around, but I'm not sure we're 1,000% sure just yet.
The very fact that he mentioned that he went from one of the most loved people in the world, that sort of that blemishes the statement for you. Maddie, how do you feel? Maddie is a huge Justin Bieber fan.
I'm very proud. I think his post showed a lot of maturity. I always knew he had it in him.
I'm so glad your favorite star has turned a corner.
He's all grown up.
Good guy.
Maddie, let me ask you this. Just to go on record, you think the Haley Baldwin Justin Bieber marriage will last?
No, no, I don't.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, well, she's on record.
Phrase That's it right.
One. She hopes it doesn't. Yeah.
Summer's over. So are you planning to take care of the stuff you've been procrastinating on, like finally sitting on the phone for 3 hours with Verizon to fix your bill, maybe budget 4 hours instead? Apparently today is known as Telephone Tuesday. Did you know this?
Hey!
This is Telephone Tuesday because businesses get more calls on the day after Labor Day than any other day of the year. Why? The advertising analytics firm that figured it out says it's probably because of a few factors. Summer is over and people are back at work today and finally ready to take care of the business they've been procrastinating on all summer. I wonder if they can put procrastinate in this story one more time.
And we're going to, but they're going to wait until tomorrow and do it.
Plus, this is when the end of the year starts to feel like it's in sight. So people finally want to cross off some stuff that's been on their to-do list for months. It makes total sense.
Yeah.
I get that 100%. Do you prefer to suck on certain foods instead of biting them? A recent online survey asked about a bunch of different foods. We will do the survey within our own studio here. Over 1 million people voted. Here's what they said. Suck or bite, gentlemen.
Ooh.
Gummy bears.
Oh, I bite.
Bite.
Bite. Yeah. Almost everyone agreed. Only 10% of people suck on them. I do.
If you don't have teeth, I don't think you have a choice.
That's true. Well, that's a Florida thing.
Chocolate.
I bite.
Usually bite, but it depends. You know what? A kiss, a Hershey kiss, is a suckable piece of chocolate.
Ugh. Gross.
I bite. I'm a chocolate biter, whether it's a Hershey kiss or not.
Okay.
Do you suck, but you don't, you don't regularly suck your Hershey kisses?
No, not regularly, but I'd say that's an option. I would say I'm a 60% bite, 40% suck.
By the way, listen to every radio show in the country. If this isn't on the morning show, I will.
Gross.
Yeah, I'll do what Orson did. Popsicles.
Popsicles. I bite.
Suck.
I bite.
Really?
I'm a popsicle biter. Yeah, I bite them. I kill a popsicle in a
Eat it that fast, you're gonna get yourself a headache.
Hard candy like a Jolly Rancher.
Oh, suck all day.
I gotta suck it.
I suck them half the way, and then I roll them in my teeth and crunch them.
Ah,
that's very descriptive.
It is.
cheese balls.
Oh, you got to bite them. What the hell?
I mean, like cheese puffs?
Like a puff? Yeah, you got to bite them.
Yeah. Buff them. Well, 1 in 6 people enjoy a nice soggy mouthful of cheese-flavored cornmeal, which is what it is, really. Number 3, breath mints.
Suck.
Bite.
I bite, too. I'm a breath mint. I bite everything. Well, hey, almost
maybe
everything on the list.
I sucking bet. A lot because he wants to savor more of the flavor.
Not the most sucking right now.
Right. Orange slices. Like real orange slices?
Or the candy ones.
Or the candy ones.
The candy ones would make sense. You bite them.
73% bite them.
Gotta bite
27%
it,
27% suck them. And number 1, ice cubes.
Oh,
you gotta bite them.
No, you definitely suck. Chewing on ice is one of my least favorite sounds. I can't do it.
I bite the ice cubes regularly. Yeah,
you don't like the sound of chewing on ice?
Oh, I hate it. Oh, it's the worst.
Ooh. All right, it's official. You suck most.
I do.
Okay,
but we don't need a survey to determine that.
I swear to Jesus Christ, our Savior, I did not plan on that one. You just said you'd like to suck.
I do,
more.
Mike. I suck all day. And you know what? Even better, to quote the old phrase, I suck on ice.
That is hilarious.
Oh, God. Why am I even reading the kicker? I'm not. He wins. He wins. That's it. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nothing compared to that. I have never done that either. That's it. I wrote it. Anyway.
I suck vanilla ice cream. My favorite.
We will take a break. Oh, God. Jesus, Rob, you're killing me. We will come back with the audio vault on the Mike O'Mara Show. I suck on it.
Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, President Trump asks, why can't we just nuke hurricanes? Plus, the G7 and the Democratic field dissected with me and Mike. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
I'm sorry. Let me get myself together.
Collect yourself.
I got like Harry's face lotion on my glasses. Let me.
They're a little smeary.
Yeah, I didn't exactly.
All that lotion.
I don't know.
I can't see anything through all this lotion.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures. For years, fruitcake has been a holiday tradition. Whether your house observes Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, it doesn't matter. Fruitcake love is universal. Did you know, as a young boy, even before he was bar mitzvahed, Jeff Goldblum would only eat fruitcakes? We actually asked Jeff to officially endorse TMOS signature fruitcakes, but he couldn't, as he was too busy being weird. So it's up to you. Post a note on Facebook and tell your TMOS brethren what they're missing. Yeah, do that. Spread the word. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Buy now, savor later. These are not the dry, flavorless 2x4s that you see at Walgreens every November. They were baked in April.
No.
Every TMOS fruitcake is lovingly baked fresh and delivered to your door. In a matter of days, gourmet ingredients, hand-selected spices, and the flavor, forget about it. Come on. Go to our website and buy as many as you like, MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the banner, plus a chance at a golden ticket to D.C. and a platinum ticket to Florida. Even Brundlefly would approve. Who's Brundlefly?
That's his name from The Fly. He was, yeah. I think he was
the guy in the original
Dr.
Fly.
Dr. Brundle, and he called himself Brundlefly.
There's a giant hair coming out of my back.
You don't want to see how anyway. He eats the fruitcake now.
I dissolve it and ingest it. Every purchase supports TMOS. Gary Krimble, let's open up the audio vault. My God, we're running late today.
We are.
What a show.
Now, you know, it's sad that we lost Valerie Harper to cancer, but in a way, her story was a victory because she was diagnosed 7 years ago with 3 months to live, and she did so much more. Here's another victory. They've started filming another season of Jeopardy, and they released this promo clip.
It's another day at the office for me. And an exciting day because so many great things have been happening. I've gone through a lot of chemotherapy, and thankfully that is now over. I'm on the mend, and that's all I can hope for right now. I have some exciting things coming up, and I can't wait to share them with all of you. Let me tell you, it's going to be a good year.
You talk a lot about positive thought, Mike, and I like to think some of that might have come into play with Alex Trebek because that's an amazingly happy story.
It's a good story. There's not a definitive answer for those people that want to think. I'm sure that he's still in that waiting period. As you know, Rob,
of course.
You did that with your son, that you have to go through a period of time, but it is power of positive thought, and he is well enough that he is able to go back and do the show, which is great news. And I think America is happy about that.
It's so excellent.
That's very good. I like great news.
Another happy ending in Australia over the weekend. Mike, this I can't imagine being much more horrifying for you. A flight student is up on his third lesson and his instructor passes out while they're in the air.
Wow.
He radios the tower and they are able, just like in the movie Airplane, to talk him down safely.
Was Jimmy Cerito in the plane?
Jimmy Cerito was in a motorcycle on the runway. But here is the actual, this is the transcript, or actually the recording of the flight.
Do you know how to operate the aeroplane?
Very, very light. This is my first lesson.
Are they unconscious?
He's leaning over my shoulder. I'm trying to keep him up, but he keeps falling down.
The first thing we're going to do is make sure that the wings stay level and that you keep consistent speed and consistent altitude. Your job right now is just keep focusing on that aircraft as best you can. Secondary to that is just to keep his head upright and his body upright in the seat. But we're going to get you on the ground very soon and get both of you guys on the ground safely. You're doing really, really well. You're doing an amazing job.
Yeah, well, my flight instructor did say that I was the best student he's had.
Well, we definitely have a story to tell at the end of this.
So not only did he bring the flight down safely, he was able to keep the guy upright and the instructor's okay.
So he made it. Okay.
Yeah.
Usually that's a widow maker when that happens.
But it's an amazing thing. And I thought of you because I know you're not the calmest flyer.
No. I'd land that plane.
Imagine, like, you're trying to save both the individuals in the plane's lives. And this guy keeps on nodding off on you like some annoying drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you what I would be. Seriously, I'll tell you, I can guarantee you, no matter how calm I was about flying the plane, this is how I would do it. I'm like, all right. Get off me.
Others.
Like, I'd smash his head up on the, right? And I'm like, no. No, move. Pull. I pull his belt and then shut
his
head.
Stop leaning against me, man. I'm trying to save our lives.
Stop it. So,
as we mentioned earlier, football
Don't
is back.
Me.
This weekend, Jackson State University played a football game. I've never heard this penalty before. I've heard the penalty, but not the person who received the penalty.
Three wide receiver set. Jones does drop back to pass. Has Warren Newman. And Newman with the score, the layout. And another touchdown for the Tigers.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Jackson State mascot for coming onto the field.
The mascot got out in the celebration.
There you go, you little furry hump. Knock it off, a-hole.
You furry big-headed hump.
You big-headed hump. That's just not acceptable. Thank you very much.
Do we all agree that Jennifer Lopez is hot?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And hot women love talking to hot women, right?
Okay.
Which is why she wanted to meet Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, what do you think she asked?
Baby.
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 Hi, baby. What do you think she asked? Let's call her Ruth Baby Ginsburg. What do you think she asked her?
How do you keep it tight?
Pretty much.
I was called
this is Ruth.
By Jennifer Lopez. She said she would like to meet me and introduce her fiancé, Alex Rodriguez. So they came to Chambers and we had a very nice visit. She mostly wanted to ask if I had any secret about a happy marriage. I said, it helps sometimes to be a little deaf.
Be a little deaf?
We'd be a little deaf, yeah. Which I thought...
She's so cool.
Which is weird, because 5 years ago, Ruth Bader Ginsburg said the secret to a happy marriage, lingerie. So, obviously, there's several secrets.
It's not a thing, but a boom.
We close, Mike, with my Florida man of the week.
All right.
This Florida man has solved hurricanes. He solved them.
Oh, good.
This is good news.
They keep saying, you know, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, oh, it's at this, but it's going to hit all this warm weather. All this warm weather and warm water. We have a Navy. Why don't the Navy come and drop ice in the warm water so it can't get going as fast as it's going? There's got to be ways to combat this instead of just pointing at the thing and saying, well, now it's getting worse. Yeah, we know it's getting worse, but you tell us, oh, it's the warm weather. Oh, it's the wind. Well, we have an Air Force. Drive some Air Force planes around to get the winds going the opposite way.
Make the winds go the other way. The good news, the happy ending to this story, Mike, that man has just been hired as the Secretary of Meteorology.
There you go.
By our president. That is your magic audio vault. Have a good Tuesday. Feels like a Monday.
Go back to talking about what you're good at. Whether or not Tom Brady's going to have a good season, okay?
Ice.
I guarantee you're not a native Floridian. Where did you come from, huh? Hey, Ma, what an incredible job. Just take a destroyer out there off the coast of Florida and drop in some ice cubes. Problem solved. Let's go back. Go Sox. Yes, siree. Wow. Well, what a show. Thank you to Angie Goff.
Hey,
Oh My
Angie.
Goff is her podcast. Give it a check. Thanks to Jimmy Cerrito. Glad everybody stayed safe out in Herndon. And go get our fruitcakes all day long. That's not going forever.
Limited time offer, yes. Buddy.
That's right. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye, baby.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
Good night.
Good night, proud looker.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and pop, click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.